What can I do for you?
Hello, this is Colette.
How can I help you?
Hi, ma'am. Good evening. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, okay? I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, and yes.
Thank you, ma'am. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S.
100%.
Congress, and so that means that you're starting to vote.
Yes.
Thank you. What is your age?
56.
Thank you very much. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
African American.
Thank you very much. I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year.
10.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. So, Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Approve.
Okay, and will you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay, Donald Trump as former president.
Completely disapprove.
Okay, thank you very much. Now,
whatever
Cheryl
the lowest
Trump,
I can give for him is whatever the lowest I can give for him.
That will be strongly disapprove, ma'am. Thank you.
Yes.
Now, Sherrod Brown as senator.
Approve.
Okay. Do you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Joe Biden as president.
Approve. Strongly approve.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or aren't familiar with them, just tell me that, no problem. So, Republicans in Congress.
You don't have a particular person. You just have the Republicans as a group?
The first one is, yes, just Republicans in Congress. Will you say that you have a favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. First Energy?
Like our electric company?
Yes, First Energy, correct.
What was the, is it just favorable or unfavorable?
Yes, favorable
then
or
I guess
unfavorable.
Favorable is fine.
Okay, will you say that it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, Derek Marine.
Who?
Derek
Marine. Marine?
Yeah, that is correct.
Unfavorable.
Okay, well, you said that it's
very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, thank you. Joe Biden?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Democrats in Congress?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. And Marcy Kaptur?
Didn't we do her already? Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another
Biden.
Candidate?
Joe
okay,
Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom will you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, thank you very much. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or will you say there is no chance?
Okay. There's no chance I'm voting for Derek Marin.
Thank you. Now I'm just going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. So, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her? Does it make no difference? And if the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I don't think it's true.
Okay, so does it make you much less likely to vote for her, somewhat less likely? It makes no difference? Or
it makes no difference. It makes no difference because it's not true.
Oh, you believe it's not true. That's what you said?
That's what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Thank you. I do apologize. Now, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marin. After each statement, please indicate if that makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. And again, if the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you didn't think it's true, please say so.
So I already told you I'm not voting for him under any circumstances.
I understand. I'm just going to read the statements, and if you believe that makes no difference, you can just tell me so.
Okay.
So, in the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. So will you say that makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely? Makes no difference? Or
it makes no difference. I'm not voting for him. It makes no difference. I'm still not voting for him at all.
Thank you. So second statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. So does that make no difference?
Let me ask you this. When you're asking these questions and you say it makes no difference, does it not matter that I already said I wouldn't vote for him? Because it makes a difference. If I said I'm not voting for someone, then that means that there's no change. I'm still not voting for them. I can't say I'd be less likely to vote for him because if I'm not voting for him, I can't go any less than that. So when I give you the answer, it makes no difference. Does that make it seem like that there's still a possibility I'd vote for them? I mean, it just depends on the context of how that can come across. So that's what I'm asking.
So the question at the beginning was, if those statements make you, again, much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, and so on. So when I say no difference, it's that the statement does not change your opinion.
Okay, and so and my opinion is recorded as I'm not voting for them.
Thank you. Again, I just need to read the statement so we can go ahead and finish with the survey. Again, if it makes no difference, you can just tell me after I read that statement that it makes no difference.
Okay. Well, for the last one, it makes no difference.
Thank you. So after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
No change. I'm still not voting for him. Makes no difference.
So would you have... We just have a few more statements and we're almost done. Thank you very much for your time. So as a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory pipe lead testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
No change.
Thank you very much. Just two more statements. So, Derek Marion has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marion supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape. So Marion even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. No difference?
No change. Yep.
Thank
yep.
You.
Nope.
And
I just
last statement.
Under no circumstances would I vote for this man.
Okay, so last statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marion voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marion even voted no on that. So no difference?
No difference.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marion?
He's corrupt. He has no interest in the state of Ohio, the people of the state of Ohio. He is power hungry, money hungry, and he's corrupt. So there's no way I'm voting for him.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marion or Democrat
no.
Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Thank you very much. And again, this is just for classification purposes. What will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marion?
He's corrupt.
Thank you very much. Now, again, just for classification purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College, my degree. Like a four-year degree.
So a college graduate?
Yes.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Okay. And will you say that you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
A strong Democrat.
Thank you very much. And how important is politics to your personal identity?
I'm sorry?
How important is politics to your personal identity? Would you say that it's very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
To my personal identity?
Yes.
I don't think I understand that question, but it's all right. I mean, it's not the end-all to be-all to my who I am. My identity is not wrapped up in politics, no, but it's important. So I don't know, what's your level?
I'm sorry, what was my what?
What is your criteria again? Your level, your criteria?
Sure. Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important.
Somewhat important.
Thank you very much. And we're almost done with the survey, ma'am. And in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you very much. So this concludes our survey. Again, thank you very much for your time and your participation. Your opinion is very important. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.